top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue, the big station.
This is the Midday News for Wednesday, September 19. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, PWA condemns recent threats made against the police. Barbados switches to e-passports. And Ireland repeals amendment banning abortion following landmark referendum. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited, Fast Cash, and DCP Success is Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Need cash? Get a loan up to $10,000. Easy monthly payments with up to 24 months to repay. Only with Quartz Ready Cash. It's quick, easy, hassle-free, and no security required. All you need to walk with is one form of valid picture ID, a recent job letter, and payslip, proof of address, and the names of three references. Visit your nearest Quartz location for more information. Get a Ready Cash loan today.
The Caribbean is our paradise, and nothing is more heart-wrenching than to see that paradise taken away. In 2017, we were helpless witnesses to the destruction of our beautiful islands, leaving in its trail devastation, despair, and even death. It's 2018, and Fast Cash is ready to face the storm with you. Get instant financing to prepare for the upcoming hurricane season. From the reinforcement of your home to purchasing equipment, supplies, or paying for your insurance, whatever you need, our friendly staff are ready and waiting to assist you with one of our loans, which are instantly insured. Smarter, faster, better. Fast Cash. Terms and conditions apply.
Wash your clothes with better blue soap with water. It's good for all stains. Keeps your whites whiter than ever. I only use better blue, cause better fragrance is better. Axarin by name, even gives your skin a deeper cleaning. Oh Lord, the soap that's made the authentic way. Better blue soap is the name. Astonizer King does it all the way. Go on, buy them, buy them. Oh Lord, oh, better blue soap is number one. Official soap of all champions. When you wash it, everyone deserves better.
Made locally by DCP Successors and available island-wide. Chief Justice of the Eastern and Caribbean Supreme Court, Her Ladyship Dame Janice Pereira, is once again pleading for governments to give some priority to and provide adequate court facilities. She was speaking at the opening of the new lawyer on Tuesday.
51 years on, since the establishment of this court, little, if anything, has been done. Courtrooms are still housed in ill-suited buildings. Whilst courtroom closures are understandable following the passage of hurricanes and the like, it is unacceptable that court users and occupiers have been consistently placed in harm's way in respect of their health and security. This year, we have experienced the closure of the criminal court facilities in St. Lucia for security reasons, and the closure of all courthouses in Grenada for health reasons. These failures pose a real threat to access to justice and the delivery of justice. I have urged the heads of those member states affected by the hurricanes to include the Halls of Justice Project in their reconstruction programs.
She says the budgetary allocation for the operations of the court in any of the member states and territories is less than 3% of the annual budget of any of the states in any year. Yet, she says the financial position of the court year after year remain of grave concern.
I am unable to stay silent about it. This court does not have the benefit of a trust fund arrangement, which at least serves as a buffer between the judiciary and the executive, which holds the power of the purse. This court must seek approval each year for its operational budget. Even so, the court is constantly faced with the failure of some states, and I say some states, not all, to honor their financial obligations. Arrears continue to mount in respect of monies due to the court. Currently, The aggregate of arrears in contributions due to the court stands at just over $22 million. These shortcomings pose real risks to the administration of justice.
Meanwhile, President of the Dominica Bar Association, Mary Oriel Roberts, is calling for attention to be paid to the court buildings on the Bayfront.
The court is the seat of our justice, where our citizens are offered the opportunity to defend and obtain their rights as enshrined in our Constitution, our highest law of the land, and all our legislations. We stand here today in a beautiful edifice, the House of Parliament, which brings to mind stark contrast of our court buildings on the Bayfront. There sits our judges, our criminal courts, our registry, our births and deaths records, our titles, our magistrates' court. These things which impact upon the lives of our citizens and which are very important to them, the persons whom we serve. It is there we go for our birth certificates, when we have to travel, when we have to enroll into Dominica State College, whatever we need. It is there where the registrar and their staff work tirelessly under conditions that we know not to be the best.
Chairman of the Police Welfare Association, Jefferson Drygo, says on Tuesday, August 14, 2018, a certain male individuals posted threats on social media directed to police officers and their families. He says the executive and members of the Police Welfare Association condemns the threats posted on social media and the police, and in particular their families. He says the PWA is extremely concerned about the situation.
And we are calling on those individuals to desist from posting threats directed at the police and to avoid a repeat of that in the future. The executive had a meeting with the chief of police and his gazetted officers, where we discussed at length the threats posted on social media at the police and the families. And at that meeting, certain decisions were taken in light of the threats. They indicated in the threat that they're going to attack police officers, they're going to kill police officers, and that extended to our families also. So we're extremely concerned about it. But so too, any actions against the police or their families will be met with swift action by the police.
Meanwhile, Deputy Chairman of the Police Welfare Association, David Andrews, says he still believes that the police has the cooperation of the public. He was touching on the suggestion that the police may need to consider concealing their identities when carrying out certain functions.
To reach a point.
You know, the Education Minister Peter Sejar says while many believe Hurricane Maria was an evil, he has also seen the world of good it has brought out. Six schools have been completely reconstructed just 1 year later.
That is the Wesley Primary, Dodan, the Paybush Primary, Colliho, Rosa Primary, and the Concord Primary. And I must note here that Paybush, the reconstruction was done by all hands and hearts. And in the case of Colliho, the government of the Republic of Cuba assisted us in the reconstruction of Colliho. And the Concord Primary School was financed solely by DGCEL.
Sejar says they are building with the whole resilience concept in mind.
Establishing or re-establishing those plants to provide a safe environment for students, that they would be able to withstand those climatic conditions. We are ensuring that we have adequate storage of water. And in all of the cases, we are making provisions for standby generators. And in some cases, we are actually putting in solar. So we have a total of 24 plus another six schools where we are seeing a massive upgrade. Well, of course, realistically, we are not able within the Ministry of Education to tackle all of the school plants at the same time. So we have works that are pending at five of our schools. In addition to that, Maria has taught us some serious lessons that in reconstructing and redeveloping our school plants, we need to provide the adequate facilities to deal with the issue pre and post disasters, the issues that arise. Because you will appreciate that some of these schools, most of these schools are used as hurricane shelters.
Q95 News has confirmed a fire incident which occurred in Kingsville this morning. Fire officials were spotted on scene and were successful in extinguishing the blaze. However, there are unconfirmed reports that a toddler died as a result of the fire, and investigations into the cause of the fire are ongoing. Q95 News will provide an official report on this matter as soon as it becomes available. Meanwhile, Q95 News has been reliably informed of a flooding situation in the Makushri area earlier this morning. Motorists and commuters traversing along the E.O. Libla Highway were stranded on both sides of the Makushri River as it overflowed its banks. This is not the first time this has happened since the passage of Hurricane Maria, and to many, this appears to have become the norm for motorists who traverse from the north to the south of the island as Dominica attracts constant rainfall. Although the government has commenced some work across the island, the Makushri main road remains in its damaged state, and the bypass is currently the only form of passage to and from that area. Q95 News is advising motorists to listen to the weather reports to keep updated on weather patterns while traveling along this route. And a permanent secretary in the Ministry of Education, Chandler Hyacinth, has announced the ministry's plan to improve its strategic plan for education in Dominica. Hyacinth says the vision and mission statement of the sector has been changed to current-day accommodation of students. She made this announcement at a recent national principals meeting.
One of the first things that we have changed is our vision for the Ministry of Education. So our new vision is every learner succeeds. To incorporate early childhood, primary school, secondary school, college, adult education. Every learner succeeds. Given the right environment, given the right opportunities, and our new mission is to build and manage an education system that is transformative, responsive, socially and environmentally sensitive, nationally relevant, globally competitive, and inspires lifelong learning.
In other news this afternoon, persons applying for Barbados passports for the first time or those seeking to renew them will now be issued with an e-passport. This comes as the Barbados Immigration Department commences the phasing out of the machine-readable passport for the e-passport following a recommendation by the International Civil Aviation Authority as the new standard to be adopted for travel document issuance. Chief Immigration Officer Wayne Marshall explains that the e-passport was a biometrically enabled passport with a chip and antenna in the cover that increased the security features. And Ireland's president formally repealed a constitutional amendment that banned abortion in the country following a resounding referendum vote in favor of changing the law. President Michael D. Higgins signed the abortion referendum bill into law on Tuesday, less than 4 months after the nation voted by 66.4% to 33.6% to enable legislation that would allow women to have an abortion. The Eighth Amendment, which was added to the Constitution following a referendum in 1983, placed the rights of the fetus and those of its mother on equal footing, effectively banning abortion, barring a real and substantial risk to the mother's life. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. PWA condemns recent threats made against the police. Barbados switches to e-passports, and Ireland repeals amendment banning abortion following landmark referendum. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited, Fast Cash, and DCP Successors Limited. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.